Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchman, Michael Espinoza, and Lawrence Birch are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show. Hello, and welcome to the Psychic Funhouse with your co-hosts, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Birch. Every week, Michael and I see clients who come to us with relationship questions. It's a pressing issue for sure, so much so that one of our favorite sayings is, "Do they love me?" said with pleading eyes and a tone of desperation. While we would never, ever make fun of our beloved clients, we do sometimes get a little snarky with their choices and their resistance to our inspired suggestions. That's why on this special Month of Love edition of the Psychic Funhouse podcast, we're choosing to focus on self-love as our topic of discussion. And it's also why both Michael and I firmly believe that being in love with yourself, not in an egotistical way, but in a really honest and open way, is not only absolutely necessary, it's also an absolutely mandatory first if you ever want to find true and juicy love with another person who's also enjoying a healthy love affair with themselves. So, while we wait for our co-host, Michael, to connect, let's talk about some of the topics we've come up with for today's show. So, one of the things we'd like to discuss is why healthy love is so important. And also why how having a spiritual practice can bring you to love and understand yourself. And what does it look like to fall in love with yourself? These are all very important topics for us to come into. It looks like we've been joined by Michael, our fellow host. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
Awesome. Yeah, can you turn up your volume a little bit for us, Mr. Espinoza?
Let's see if I can. Can you hear me now?
Get closer to your mic. Snuggle up.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Yes, I can.
Fantastic. Oh my
God. Fantastico.
We have blast off, finally.
I know. Amazione. Yeah. So, okay. So what would you like to talk about, Mr. Espinoza? Anything pressing, or would you like me to lead off?
Why don't you start, Mr. Birch?
Mr. Birch?
Do you want us to call you Larry or Lawrence?
Oh, my gosh. No. Larry is for select
both.
Times only. What's that?
No for both.
Just don't call me late for dinner. No, Lawrence is better. Lawrence is better, definitely.
Okay. I was just questioning that because in the title there, it said Larry. And I was like, it's Larry. I don't know,
true.
Larry.
Well,
all right. So I just wanted to get clear on that. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's all right. Excuse me. So, one of the things I've really been delving into with the new year that's just started recently is the idea of what healthy self-love is. And, it's been a pretty important topic for me on a lot of levels for a long time. So part of my process has been to just take a look at the things that I tell myself about myself in terms of self-love and acceptance. And I'm not totally clear on the blocks that I have, but one of the things that's been coming up a lot is that I still have a lot of accepting to do about just who I am and you know, what my place is in the world, I guess. So, you know, it's not. Yeah, go ahead. So what I've noticed is that I tend to have clients show up for me who are kind of a mirror of the issues that I'm dealing with in my personal life. I don't know if that happens to you or not, Michael, but
all the
I
time.
Always, yeah, right. Isn't that amazing? You pick up on something and there's a, I wouldn't call it a transference or a projection. For me, what it feels like is really just kind of a message from spirit. Like, this person is not just here for you to be of service to them. They're also, through spirit or whatever means you want to call it, there to be of service to you. And I think that's a pretty fascinating thing that just really came into focus, I think, within the first few weeks of me starting to see clients again about 3 years ago. So,
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that's one of the wonderful ways that spirit deals with us. You know, I think from what I've learned with having clients and when spirit deals with, you know, these people, you know, the person that they're assigned to, the guides, they, you know, they're very loving and they're very kind and they're very patient. And, you know, they want what's best for us. And I started noticing that clients started coming to me, and it was like you said, they were a mirror for exactly what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. And as I would be delivering a message from their guides to them, it was always like I would feel it in my spirit and in myself, and all of a sudden it would be impressed on me. It's all for you, but in a very kind and loving and gentle way.
Yeah.
And so I think it's pretty freaking amazing when that happens.
I agree. And so how many, you know, just roughly what percentage of clients that you see would you put under the category of love or romance or couples or, you know, something having to do with that topic?
Well, for reading, that is, that's a big portion. I would say probably around, and also too, the majority of reading clients are women. And so with, I would probably say about 75%.
Really?
What about you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's always, you know, they want to know about relationships. They want to know about relationships that they're not in yet. They want to know about relationships that they're in or prospective relationships. So there's always those different areas. And then that kind of gets broken down into different subjects.
Subcategories, yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. I think it seems to vary. I don't have a, you know, pattern that I could put down exactly, but it feels like at least 50% of the time, sometimes more, sometimes less, people want to know, you know, that timeless question we always kind of joke about in a way, which is, you know, do they love me, you know? And I guess, you know, that was one of the things that we kind of talked about to do on the show was to turn that focus inward a little bit, you know, because it's so tempting to wonder if this person who we already have a relationship with, right, or somebody who's new, or if there's somebody out there, because I've had several clients come in and they're just, for whatever reason, maybe they haven't been dating for a while, or they have and it hasn't been successful, but they just want to know, is there somebody out there for me? And that's putting, you know, they come in a real fragile, vulnerable place, and they are, I think, questioning in some senses whether they're able to acknowledge or not, if they're actually lovable, you know?
Right.
And I think part of our job, if you want to call it, is to be reassuring, but also to be as honest with them as possible, because they're coming to us for clarity, you know, and
right.
It can be tempting to not hurt somebody's feelings and tell them what they want to hear, but it just wouldn't be doing our job if we gave into that. So I know you and I have talked about this to great extent where, you know, sometimes spirit gives people a wake up call, you know, and it's not always pleasant, but it's almost always what they need to hear, you know, whether they showed up expecting something else or they were ready to really get what spirit's message is. Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's interesting too. I mean, about, you know, the messages that we send to clients, you know, are we here to serve them and just tell them what they want, or do we remain, you know, truthful and to our practice, and which is to convey what they need to hear, which I think that's both of us. We do tell our clients what we do need to hear. So,
yeah. What they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's easy. It's interesting, the reactions. And I think we've discussed this, you know, the reactions to information we give that they don't want to hear or did not expect hearing. And sometimes they're a little pissed off about it. And
which is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, every once in a while, you just get that one client who's like totally open to everything.
Oh, no. I love
and
them.
Right? And I love too how when you're doing the reading, when I do the readings with these people, the information just flows and it's abundant,
right.
And it's
right.
Like, it's not even hard. It just like comes and flows, and it's almost like I can't stop talking.
Right. It's almost
so
overabundant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so
they're
much
open to everything, and they're
right.
Grateful.
And right.
And those times that, you know, they're like, wow, I didn't expect that, but that's good. Mm-hmm. That's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
And so I'm super grateful for clients like that. Super grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then, go ahead.
You know, I'm also coming around to being grateful for the ones that are on the edge, you know, and they're curious, or they know that what we're about to share with them isn't really new. It's just
right.
Something that maybe they wanted to have affirmed in a strange way. Or, you know, they were hoping for maybe a totally different answer, but they're not surprised by it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the phenomenon you talked about, you know, where there's that openness and receptivity, and the people have to be really grounded too, especially if it's something challenging that comes through us for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they really need to be aware that, you know, whatever we tell them isn't a personal thing, in the sense that it's not directed at them in a way for them to feel whatever negativity comes up about it, shameful or doubtful, or like, you know, whatever it stirs up in them isn't something that isn't being brought up, you know, to be condemnatory or judgmental. It's because this is also part of how you learn how to love yourself, you know, coming back to the idea of that self-love is to hear things that might make you feel uncomfortable, you know, because I think, you know, in a larger sense, our society has this huge, I would almost call it an addiction to comfort and complacency, especially now when, you know, we're sold, oh, this is so convenient and that's so convenient. And, you know, love really isn't convenient all the time, you know? I mean, sometimes it is. It's amazing. It just falls into place. But especially when you're going through growth is almost always painful. That's almost how you know you're in a growth phase, right? Is when there's a little bit of stretching going on. And it's therapeutic. You know, suffering isn't for nothing. But you know, if you're really working at being in love with yourself in order to be as lovable as you can to whoever you're trying to welcome into a relationship, then you have to expect that there's going to be some bumps on the road. And sometimes you and I are the deliverers, for better or for worse, of those bumps, you know? So I don't know if you feel that way or not, but that's sort of what I feel like. Like, we're kind of there to do a little bit of a gut check or a heart check, psychic correction. So, looks like we dropped Mr. Espinoza. So, see if he can call back. So let's go to the phone lines and see if anybody's picked up. Yes, caller, do you have a question or comment about love and what it means to you, or how you're feeling about spirituality and love?
Or my name's Hazel, and I was listening to your show. I really like what both of you are saying, but I wanted to take an issue with how difficult it is to love yourself, because I love myself all the time. I love myself in the morning. I love myself in the afternoon. I even love myself in the evening, and I still can't find somebody to love me back. So what am I doing wrong?
Well, Hazel, you know, let's just jump out of that paradigm for a moment. I don't think that you're doing something wrong. I think that you're doing everything right.
Well, you do? What do you mean everything right?
No, I'm serious. Because let's face it, if you are really working on loving yourself, like you say, and I believe that that's what you're doing, then maybe that isn't the issue. Maybe the issue is something else.
Well, what would it be? I mean, I've been working for, I want to say, years, and I still haven't got somebody to even take out for a movie or a pizza or nothing.
You know, I hear in your voice that you're really kind of discouraged.
Discouraged isn't even a word for it. You should get out here and try it. It's very unfriendly these days, and I feel like part of my problem is I'm old and I'm kind of crotchety, and who knows?
Well, the best thing I can say, you know, is just to keep trying.
Well, okay, I guess I will. Is there anything else you can say?
Michael, did you want to chime in for Hazel? She's having a hard time.
Chamomile tea.
Yeah,
chamomile tea at bed. Maybe with a... the melatonin chaser. And then match.com. There you go.
Well, okay, I'll try a chamomile tea and some, what'd you say, light a match?
Melatonin.
Yeah? How you spell that?
And then match.com.
Oh, is that one of them newfangled dating things on the internet? I can't do that.
Yeah.
I just want to meet somebody at the corner store and go for a movie and a pizza.
All right, caller. Well, thanks very much. Please call back.
Well, thank you, caller. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did you kick me off this radio?
No. Would I do that to you? You're my favorite co-host. You know what? I was gonna try to tell you your line was getting kind of sketchy there. But you're fading in and out, so something happened.
Exactly.
I don't know where it was.
But thank God.
But
thank
you
God
survived.
Technology.
Yeah.
I survived.
I know.
We're good. I'm back.
More than
everybody.
Good.
Hello.
Back better than ever. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to pose a question
about?
To you. I'm going to pose a question
to you.
You were telling
the listeners how much you love me?
How much
Is
I love
it?
You? I do love you. I do love you. I love you when you're asleep. That's the most easiest time to love you.
You're so mean.
I'm not. That's what my grandparents would tell me.
This is Valentine's. This is Valentine's month.
You
should be loving and kind and generous and gentle and all things nice.
But sometimes you got to be cruel to be kind, brother.
Okay.
Good. It's good for you. It toughens you up so you can go out there and really find somebody that, you know, that's worthy of your love. You don't want to just fall in love with any Tom, Dick, or Harry or Jane.
So it's about testing?
I think, well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, right?
Which mm-hmm. is interesting, yeah. I had a client today.
Yeah, tell us about her.
Testing her. She was testing. She didn't know if this guy liked her or not, and she was testing mm-hmm. him. And
don't you hate to be tested, though, when you figure that out? Oh, man.
Yeah.
So what did she say?
And the guides were saying, you know, it's not cool. Just be open. And that was a way of protecting herself. Right.
Right.
I'm
going
to try to find out if he loves me first before I become vulnerable and open myself. So,
that's tough.
Yeah, the guys are like, not cool.
Yeah.
Don't play games. Just open yourself up. And she heard it. I don't know what she's going to do with it.
Did her test work, though? That's what I meant. She was testing this person.
No.
Did it get her what she wanted? Let's put it that way. That's what she's after, right?
No. No, he's already closed. Yeah. So.
All that energy for nothing, huh?
Well, I don't know if it's for nothing.
No.
Because this is part of a lesson, right?
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. No, it's good recovery there. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I think everything we do is a lesson.
Oh, my God.
A lesson.
Michael,
everything. Yeah.
No, no, no. Does that mean we're in school like 24/7, 365, 22,000 days? Come on, man. Where's recess? I want to go out and play in the jungle bars or something. Everything's a lesson. Look at you. Well, you know why that is?
Well, I think.
Because you're a spiritual scholar. That's why. And I'm a spiritual slacker. See, that's the. That's the problem right there. But it's okay.
No, I think a lot of the, well, most of the, almost all the challenges we have are tests. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. One kind or another.
So, I love you.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you ready? Uh-huh. Are you seated? Seated? Yeah. Are you relaxed?
Sitting.
Are you calm?
I'm relaxed.
Are you breathing?
Yes.
Okay.
No. What? But go ahead.
You're not? Okay. Try to breathe, Michael. It's good for you.
Thank you.
So answer me this. What does it look like to fall in love with yourself? Do you think you've already done that? Or is that something you're still working on?
Oh, no. Sweet Jesus. This is one of the things I'm working on constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm better at it than I used to be, that's for sure. I had a very rough childhood and I didn't hear nice things. So for the most part of my life, I did not like myself.
Really?
And so, yeah, did not like myself. But I'm learning to like myself. I do like myself, but even
mm-hmm.
more. Yeah. Really being accepting and not judgmental. And I've gained some weight since I moved back here to LA. A lot of weight since I moved back
here.
Well,
the food's pretty good, dude. You got to admit.
What?
The food is pretty phenomenal here on the West Coast. Let's just give it up for that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That's one thing.
You can do a whole show on that.
New York City. Is the Mexican food is so much better. But
I just detect a burn? Ooh, ouch. New York City is going to answer that one. I hope Hazel doesn't call back. She's from New York City.
They have better pizza. They have better pizza.
Okay. Nice recovery, buddy.
And
wow. Now the bagels. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on what passes for bagels out here. What rot.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yuck. You're true. That's right about that. You're absolutely right about that. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Were you talking about food?
So anyway, you know, like I'm feeling very judgy and very tender about my weight. And I know I have to start releasing this excess padding.
And what is it?
Protection.
What do you think? Protection, right? Do you think that's what it is about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you feel like it's, you know, without getting too personal, because I don't want you to like open up entirely, so we have to put you back together again, like Humpty Dumpty. But what are you protecting? Are you protecting yourself from something, you know, or are you protected within something, you know? Are you hiding or?
No, I'm not hiding. I think it, moving out here, you know, everything shifted for me. Back east, I was in the fashion industry, and I was in that for 20 years. And then moving out here, that went away. And so moving out here, it was about starting a business and as a healer and a psychic and a medium. So that is very scary. I don't. I've never had a business before, and so just learning all of this, it's very new and challenging. And so I think there's probably some of that there. Yeah.
No. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, it looks like we've got another caller. So
we do. Fantastic.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to them?
Let's talk to the caller.
Okay. Okay, caller, you're on the air with Michael J. Espinoza and Lawrence A. Birch, psychics, and we're here talking about love. Do you have any love connections you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, my name is Aloysius Brown, and I'm calling because I'm wondering if they love me. Do they love me? Can you tell? Can you see the person in my life? Hello? Is this on?
So are you... Poor Aloysius.
This is serious. Love is a serious issue.
It is very serious, Aloysius.
Yeah. That's Aloysius. Mm-hmm. You're not saying it right.
Aloysius.
Go ahead. Thank you. Do they love me? Can you see?
Yes, they love you. Congratulations.
Oh, thank goodness.
All of them.
Oh,
you have about 12. You have a new lover every month for the next 2 years.
You're
kidding.
Jackpot.
No, and they all love you. So you're going to make a hard decision and decide who to let go of. So.
Really? So I'm going to have my own.
I wish you the best.
You wish me the best. You sound so dismissive. I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Aloysius. Goodbye.
Oh my, am I being disconnected?
And quick. Oh, so difficult sometimes to tell people.
How do you deal with loving yourself? Do you think you're there?
Oh, no. No, I'm not. But I'm not as far away as I used to think I was. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because part of what I'm going through, you know, both emotionally and spiritually, is just kind of what I call a reckoning, which is where I'm going through my past once again and just trying to come up with answers about why I chose to do the things that I've done or not done and how I can make better choices, essentially. And, you know, I'll just be honest and share something. You know, the other day, this was a while ago, actually, I was driving and I was just in a kind of a state of arrested development now, which I always am. I was just in a place where it was really dark, you know, and stuff was coming up. And I just out loud, I verbalized, I hate myself just really loudly, you know, and it seemed kind of melodramatic, but hey, I'm a drama queen, so. No problem there. But I also was like, you know, this is really honest. Like, I am really angry with myself for a bunch of reasons. And when I feel really extreme, because I'm a pretty, I would say, emotionally based person. I think most people are, but maybe some of us are more than others. You know, I tend to go to pretty intense places. And for me to say that, it actually took a lot of courage. You know, I mean, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I give myself a lot of credit for just, instead of keeping it in my mind where it just ping-ponged around. I just said it. Yeah, I hate myself. And I felt so much better having said it, you know, because then I wasn't dwelling on it anymore. I just let it out, and I was like, wow, you know. And now I can deal with it, right, because I can see it, and I can take a look at it. And is it really that that's all I feel? Well, no. I mean, there's parts of myself I totally fall in love with every day, like how handsome I am and how brilliant I am and how humble I am. You know, the same things you love about me, right? Hello? Michael? You're supposed to affirm me right now. Where are you?
Yes, yes. Oh, I absolutely agree.
Thank
you're
you.
Amazing.
Thank you. You know, the message from Spirit you just gave me was totally well received. Thank you, brother. Yeah. But, it, you know, it was that kind of thing where I just had some time to sit with what it meant to be that out of balance with myself that I felt like really, you know, like not like a burning, flaming hatred, but just like, yeah, I really hate that I've set myself up to be unhappy because of, you know, decisions that I make. And just like you, in my own way, I didn't have like the silver spoon in my mouth upbringing. I mean, you know, that's with the whole sob story podcast in itself. But, you know, my dad was really a spiritual person, but he also had pretty bad mental health issues that affected the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And then when his issues showed up for me, then I had to deal with all that myself. And, you know, I had people who loved and supported me, but, you know, when you've got something that's that out of balance, you do it mostly alone, and it's challenging. You know, the good part is I'm still here, and it's helped me to really have a lot of empathy for people in similar circumstances or even just anybody who's going through a tough time. And I wouldn't want to change my life and lose that. However, it's also been rough to continue to find my place in the world and feel like, you know, I can be of service in a really productive way. You know, which is, I think why I'm drawn to doing spiritual things, you know, because there's so much out there that you can connect people with. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask you, because do you find that you have more love for yourself when you come across a client who's dealing with issues that you dealt with years ago? And so it allows you to have more empathy towards yourself and love for yourself?
Wow. I don't know. That's a big, can you say that question again? Cause I want to listen to it one more time. Cause there was a lot in there. Do you mind?
So like when you really come across a client is dealing with low self-esteem, and we have compassion for these people and an empathy for them. And so when I come across people like that, it helps me to have more compassion and empathy for when I was dealing with that issue at a young age.
So you're kind of saying you've come to maybe a different place than your client has, and I don't want to sound like I'm being judgy, but like a more evolved place, or you've kind of resolved that issue?
No, it's not that it's more evolved, but it just helps me to have more love for myself. It was like, wow.
Oh.
You know, I was dealing with that issue at 20 years old, you know, in a really bad place, but I made it through that. And so instead of feeling frustration as, you know, like I used to younger and not liking myself, now I have love and compassion for myself. It's like, wow, you made it through that. So it helps me have more love for myself.
I see. So not just that you're there to be supportive or, you know, be a guide for whatever spirit has to share with a client. You're also, like we were talking about earlier, you're also able to reflect back on that issue and go, You know what? And then what that brings up for me is there's a great saying. It's very simple. It's almost so simple it would go over a lot of people's heads, I think. But there's a gentleman who died recently named Ram Dass.
Mm-hmm.
And he whenever he caught himself judging people, like whoever it was, somebody on the street or just, you know, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
maybe a family member, he'd stop and he'd say, you know what? I am that too, right? Make that connection. And then, you know, boom, everything would shift. And it would be like, oh, yeah, because when we judge other people or conversely, when we have empathy for other people, we're really creating that empathetic space for ourselves to inhabit as well and to share, you know, and to partner with. And it's
exactly.
powerful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly.
Wow, Michael, I'm impressed by you. I didn't realize you were as far along on your spiritual journey as you are. What do I have to do to be like you? How come
you
never
have to give
me
anything?
To give you money? Is that what it's coming down to? I knew it was going to come to money. I've given you money. You owe me $20. Where's my $20? I'll never see that again.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday for a donation in my spiritual conference today.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're coming to the last few minutes. So do you want to talk about a little, just quick, give a little blurb about yourself and how people can get in touch with you?
Yeah, and we should talk about next week's podcast, which is a mystery.
Okay.
But we know it's going to be about love, but we haven't decided yet because we're still in February. So,
February.
Yes. So I love doing healing work for people. I had a really wonderful client who came and saw me today for an herbal consultation because in addition to doing psychic readings, and I am a certified clinical herbalist. And I often combine that with the other work that I do, which is shamanic work. I'm a shamanic practitioner. And so you can contact me via email at givingtree@earthlink.net. My business is givingtreefarm.com. I'm also on Facebook. And I don't know, are we giving out phone numbers or does that seem too risky? What do you think? People call.
No, it's what you want.
It's what you want. All right. Well, my business number is 541-344-7534. If you would like to do a reading with me, I do readings and healings over the phone and via Skype or FaceTime. We can talk about rates, but they're 30-minute minimum, $2 a minute. So you do the math. Anyway, what about you, Michael? Why are you here and who are you?
I am here because I was left on this planet by the spaceship that dropped me.
Oh, my God, Michael. Don't scare people. That's not in the script.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not. That's the problem.
I am a
You're
certified pranic healer.
Yeah.
And
what's that?
Also,
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's a pranic healer. It's energy work.
Don't
work
the chakras, Michael.
I heal people that have, you know, some problems going on with their body.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, it's dealing with energy. And
mm-hmm.
so we utilize the body's abilities to heal itself. And so what we do is remove stuck and congested energies in the body.
Yeah.
And we replace it with clean energy. And so we realign the chakras as well. We clean those out. We clean out the aura. And, it helped me. And so that's why I do it full-time now. It helped me with my PTSD. And I also do clairvoyant readings and mediumship readings. So
Amazing.
People can get in touch. I know. People can get in touch with me at michaeljespinoza.com. You
mm-hmm.
can call me at 562 457-0457. Or you can send me an email at michael@michaeljespinoza.com. And Espinoza is with a Z.
Yeah.
Not an S.
Zeta. All right. Well.
Con una Zeta. Yep.
Yeah. A powerful Z. All right. Well,
yeah.
We're going to close out. So I'm going to read our closing blurb here as we leave the fun house and go back to our tent to count our circus peanuts. So congratulations, listeners.
Congratulations.
You made it through, yes, to the end of another crazy ride here at the Psychic Funhouse. And I just want to thank my wonderful co-host, Miguelito, for being such a wonderful co-host. Thank you, Miguelito.
And I want to thank you, Laurence.
Thank you so much.
For being a wonderful co-host and friend.
Oh, my heart is melting. I also want to thank our wonderful listeners for their perfect calls. They were perfect calls. And last but not least, I need to thank myself just for being here too, because co-hosting with Miguelito is fun, but it's also challenging. And it's probably the best part of the Funhouse ride here at the Psychic Funhouse. So remember,
right.
Funhouse fans, yeah, we'll be in Vegas next week. After that, we're going to be in Iceland and then Tahiti. So be sure to catch us next time broadcasting from the Psychic Funhouse live in living color on the radio from our equally colorful and completely imaginary fantasy location.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hello?
That's it. Yeah. You still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay. I guess we get to talk even when the show's done. So that's good.
Yeah.
But that wasn't too bad.
No.